News at 8 o'clock.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hurricane Dorian finally makes landfall in the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After hugging the coast from Florida up to the North Carolina Outer Banks, the eye went over Cape Hatteras about 20 minutes ago. A Category 1 hurricane with 90-mile-an-hour winds.
Dorian continues to move northeastward up the southeastern coastline, still bringing the risk for hurricane-force winds, life-threatening storm surge, flooding, and isolated tornadoes.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, Dorian did do some damage in the Carolinas and knocked out power to several hundred thousand homes and businesses. It's far worse in the northern Bahamas.
It's horrible. You can't live there.
He and his family were able to get a lift off Abaco Island, where thousands of homes were destroyed. At least 30 people were killed, but it's feared that number will go much higher. New hiring slowed a bit last month, but the unemployment rate stayed the same. Fox's Jenny Casola details the Just Out report live.
In fact, Dave, the unemployment rate held steady in August at 3.7% for the third straight month. Even though there are reports indicating manufacturing may be slowing, there were 3,000 manufacturing jobs added in August. The overall number of new jobs created, 130,000, is weaker than forecast, but more Americans were working. The labor force participation rate rose to 63.2%. Dave?
Jenny, not much reaction on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising like they were before. For the report after 2 days of big gains. Defense Secretary Mark Esper's in London warning our European allies to be wary of China as a security and economic threat. Russia, too.
Its continued aggression in Ukraine and its efforts to serve as a spoiler to peace in Syria demonstrate Moscow's unwillingness to be a responsible international actor.
Howard Schultz won't be on the 2020 ballot after all. The ex-Starbucks CEO, who was considering a run for president as an independent, emailed supporters today, said he won't. Writing, not enough people today will back an independent, fearing it might lead to reelecting what he calls a uniquely dangerous incumbent president. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors, who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 5252. That's promo code 5252 at checkout on Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Walmart and Kroger are getting some company. CVS, Walgreens, and Wegmans now asking customers not to carry guns into stores in states that allow that. Weeks after a mass shooting inside a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, that left 22 people dead. Oklahoma has a new law that will take effect this fall allowing permitless carry.
Governor Kevin Stitt signed it into law in February. It's scheduled to take effect November 1st. Oklahoma's permitless carry law is not without critics, though. A group seeking to prohibit adults over 21 from lawfully carrying a firearm in most places trying to block the effort, but they could only rally just over half the required signatures by Monday's deadline. They wanted gun owners to go through another background check and safety courses prior to carrying. Firearms must be carried in a sling or a holster, and the Enid Police Department recommends owners get a license anyway due to reciprocity issues with other states. They also urge citizens that have any interaction with police, say for a traffic stop, to notify an officer that they are armed and keep their hands visible at all times. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
A longtime African leader has died. Robert Mugabe, who was president of Zimbabwe for decades until he resigned 2 years ago.
Mugabe died in Singapore, where he has often received medical treatment in recent years, according to a source with direct knowledge of the matter. Mugabe came to power at independence from Britain in 1980 after a guerrilla war ended white minority rule in what was then Rhodesia. He was heralded as a model leader, but that image steadily eroded over time as his leadership became more authoritarian.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Mugabe was 95. Another canceled Placido Domingo show. This his time at the Dallas Opera next March. At least 20 women have publicly accused Domingo of sexual misconduct, which the opera star denies. The NFL's 100th season kicked off last night with a low-scoring game. The Green Bay Packers beat the rival Chicago Bears 10-3. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says there have been 5 cases of Legionnaires' disease in Champaign County this year. The health district epidemiologist Awais Vaid said there has not been a common link established between the 5 cases. 3 of those cases were found in July and August. The Champaign County Coroner has identified a Westville woman who died after falling off her motorcycle last week. 30-year-old Kylie Hack died Sunday at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. She died after falling from her motorcycle on Saturday in Danville. A University of Illinois spokeswoman says a U of I student charged with a hate crime and disorderly conduct for allegedly having a noose in a residence hall elevator is not currently enrolled at the university. The News Gazette says Andrew Smith of Normal enrolled at the school last fall, but he is not currently enrolled. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
BlindMan.com.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall. Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
I don't know what it says that I like going to Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. It's a janitorial supply company. Why would I dig going in there? I don't know, because they just got cool cleany thingies, and it's just fun. And you get your mops and buckets and then all the electronic gizmos. It's a locally owned company, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, for all your janitorial and equipment needs. The reviews are in. Folks love Betsy and Brad Parks and their team at CMI. One review says, we're so happy to have found CMI. What an awesome team. We work with Betsy Parks and Mindy Smith. They've each gone above and beyond for us. We're truly in a bind when it came to our floors. Not only has CMI had the products we needed, but they're able to deliver them at no additional cost on the same day. Go local, CMI online, CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com. All right, ESPN 93.5 3-day weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Boy, it looks good for this time of year. We've got a high of 82 expected today, partly cloudy and a low 55 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 78, low 58. Morning showers on Sunday and a high 72, down to around 60 in the evening. We're currently at 66, ESPN 93.5.
Live to Miami, Florida, ACE reporter Eben Brown. This is just one of those storms where it's been in the news so long. It's been so potentially devastating. It was to the Bahamas. I don't know how long the bomb. I mean, there's people on the ground still. They haven't found all the bodies. It was headed to Miami, Eben. It was headed to Fort Lauderdale. It was headed north, and then it just kept skirting. But the flooding's devastating. What do you know this morning about this thing?
Well, we have an official landfall now at Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, which is part of, near the Outer Banks, part of that North Carolina Barrier Islands that sticks very far out into the Atlantic. So it's not a surprise that it would make a landfall there. It is a Category 1 hurricane. I believe its winds are 90 miles an hour right now. So it is a better situation, obviously, than hitting as a major hurricane and hitting further inland and having a path that would take it inland, because it's going to continue going up the coast. In fact, it'll begin to branch further away from the coast, which is good news for the Washington, D.C. and New York City and Boston and all those types of places. It's not so great news for some of the maritime provinces of Canada, because they will get what is left of this storm, which will be considered post-tropical by then, meaning it's going to lose its rotation. However, it may still actually have hurricane-force winds. So, and not to mention all that seawater pushing along, it will still create a storm surge that'll be something to reckon with. So, this storm has been absolutely mind-boggling in terms of its longevity.
Yeah.
Certainly about its strength and fury that it was able to inflict, and how it sort of took the most perfect path for itself. It knew where it wanted to go to eat up and get strong.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally predicted to sort of cross Puerto Rico and Hispaniola and maybe get broken up by some of those big mountains, go over the southern Bahamas, get broken up by wind shear, That's not what happened. It turned to the right or to the east of Puerto Rico. It went up around to the north side of the Bahamas, getting all of that good warm water and not being infected by the wind shear, and then just parking itself right on top of some of the islands yeah. where it was just able to repeatedly and constantly lash with those Category 5 winds and, you know, almost 30 feet of storm surge, which is 30 feet of seawater above tide, and really do some absolute apocalyptic type damage before moving on and then beginning to affect the United States, still as a major hurricane, not with direct hits, as they say, but still enough to send wind and rain and storm surge really very far up the coast.
We'll be watching this, I'm sure, another week, won't we?
I think you probably have another good 5 days of this to at least watch it. Yeah, for sure. It just seems to be this storm that just won't go away. And people who do live on the coastline and points north should probably have some degree of readiness just in case other conditions happen that bring the storm closer to the coastline and therefore bring that wind field closer in. It is going into colder weather, colder water now, and as you get further north in the Atlantic, so that helps to limit the storm, but you never know.
Eben, always a pleasure. Thanks for your update.
You got it.
That's Eben Brown live in Miami covering this thing. It's 8:13. Bahamas at this point is the story of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
It is utter devastation. Bodies still unrecovered. 30 dead, and it's just devastating. And as Johnny said, it's like a tornado in Champaign County for a day. I mean, we know tornadoes last 10 minutes sometimes and blow a town away. It sits over the top of you. That's what happened with this thing. It's just devastating. Prayers are with those folks. Man, 8:14. All right, 8:17. Sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
St. Louis Cardinals win 10-0 over the San Francisco Giants and set up a series against Pittsburgh now with a 6:05 start here on U.S. 105.9. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Cardinals started off on the right foot yesterday, John, and they landed on the right foot to end the game.
Can't lose on KMOX Day. That's not right. But the Cardinals scored 10 runs on 12 hits, had a number of firsts. The first two RBIs in the big leagues for Dakota Hudson, who picked up his 15th win. First major league home run for Ronel Ravelo. First stolen base for Randy Arozarena at the big league level. And the first major league save for Genesis Cabrera, who went three innings to get that save. Webb was the loser. The Cardinals went 6-2 on the homestand, winning 3 out of 4 against Cincinnati, 3 out of 4 against the Giants, winning 10-0 yesterday.
It was a heck of a ball game as the Cardinals starter got the win. His 15th of the year, and the Cardinals beat the Giants 10-0 and took 3 out of 4 on the air tonight at 5:10.
Cubs win 10-5 over Milwaukee, and from Milwaukee we'll have Zach Davies on the mound and Cole Hamels for Chicago. 7:10 start on U.S. 105.9. With that 10-5 win, some of those runs thanks to Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, big grand slam. It was 5-4, and Kyle Schwarber hit a home run with the bases full. Christian Yelich didn't even move. He's a right fielder.
He didn't move.
It left the park so it had to be 460 feet. I mean, Kyle Schwarber, the pitch was up, and he got it all.
Uh-huh.
It was quite a home run.
Chicago White Sox win 2-7-1 over Cleveland. They've got a series starting at 7:10 in L.A. to take on the Angels. The 100 season from the NFL is underway. Green Bay beat the Bears 10-3 in Soldier Field yesterday. Some of our favorites in the area on Sunday against the Chargers in L.A. It'll be our Indianapolis Colts. And for you, CV, Houston is in New Orleans for Monday Night
Football. Monday Night Football is going to be loud in the dome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. On to the Illini. We're facing UConn with a 2:30 kick. You'll see the action on CBS. Also, our Illinois volleyball team in the Big Ten Pac-12 Challenge in Iowa City. Today at 4, it's Washington. Tomorrow at 4, it's Colorado.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 82, low 55, partly cloudy tomorrow. High 78, low 58, 71 the high with a 40% chance of morning showers on Sunday's forecast. We're currently at 67. ESPN 93.5.
All right, be right back. A little high school football around Unity is at home with their new artificial turf.
Yes.
It looks like a college field.
It does.
Kelowna. I think it's the only artificial turf in the area, I believe.
My dancer Anna and the youth clinic happening at halftime.
A little
We're
on
facing
that.
Pontiac. So.
I had no idea about Pontiac football. I just know the Rockets are 0-1. Uh-oh.
I know.
A little more on that coming up next. Stand by. ESPN 93.5, 820. We'll see how these markets are going to open here in the next 10 minutes. Stand by. Friday morning, it's September 6th, and the Fighting Illini are trying to go 2-0 tomorrow. Let's go!
From the Fox Business Network, the unemployment rate held steady in August at 3.7% for the third straight month. Even though there are reports indicating manufacturing business may be slowing, there were 3,000 manufacturing jobs added in August. The overall number of new jobs created, 130,000, is weaker than forecast, but more Americans were working. The labor force participation rate rose to 63.2%. Other employers adding jobs, healthcare, finance, and leisure and hospitality. Google will face another investigation, this one from about three dozen states. The Justice Department is currently looking into possible antitrust violations by Google, and now the Wall Street Journal says state attorneys general led by Texas AG Ken Paxton will look into whether Google is dominating digital advertising. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Habitat.org.
ESPN 93.5. Marley Weird is a young star on Channel 3. She's doing sports, Brett Behrens and the team. And she's going to be down at the Cola Wars. You're doing our Cola Tuscola?
I am.
And you're doing, a live shot down there?
I am. I'm going live in our 5 and 6 newscasts. And then I'll be there shooting the game and getting highlights for our Friday Football Fever show tonight.
Well, you're doing really well. I enjoyed your interview with the Paxton of the Gibson City
yes,
coach.
Thank you.
PBL. And you're just very nice. Natural, very fun. Where are you from?
I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I moved here about a year ago. So.
Were you watching Hurricane Dorian and all that stuff? Because I was near you.
Yeah. My family, they're doing okay. Like, it didn't make landfall
right,
in
north,
the Fort Lauderdale
right.
area. But I know, I can't imagine what's going on in the Bahamas. Because when Wilma came through, that was 2005.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And I didn't have school for like 3 weeks. And we're in an area that has good infrastructure. So I know in the Bahamas there's a lot of poverty, so it's going to be tough.
And you played college volleyball.
I did.
Where did you play?
I played at Ithaca College in upstate New York. It's kind of in the same town as Cornell.
Played 4 years?
I played all 4 years.
Well, majored in?
Majored in television and radio.
How about that? There you go. And you have she had a nice radio voice, too, didn't she,
that's
Diane?
That's right.
Okay, so...
You know, you watch the Illini, and you love seeing the volleyball, I'm sure.
Yes, that was...
how good are we?
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, they got a couple injuries right now. Not everyone's healthy, but I think they have a lot of depth and have the potential to go pretty far this year.
But with these women, when they went to prom, they had to wear flats. I mean, these are tall people.
No.
I mean,
why don't they wear heels?
Because the guy's only like 5'11". The guy's like the women these days in volleyball and basketball are getting a 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". It really.
But who cares?
That's
if you
right.
can be 6'4" and you can be 6'7", I say go for it.
Go the heels. Frankly. All right.
Pat all the boys on the head. You know.
Awesome. Well, you know what? It's amazing athleticism at that level now. And how tall women are getting in this sport, because 10 years ago, I don't think we had anybody 6'6". I mean, it's just amazing evolution.
Yeah.
And they're so talented. And they're so good at their sport.
So athletic.
So athletic.
Yeah.
Doesn't it hurt to dive for a ball?
Right, but I feel like now we see so many girls and women that are over 6 feet, and they're playing in the back row. And that was something, you know, unheard of when I was maybe in elementary school. And now,
so it's the ante is at least 5'8" now. I mean, it seems like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it's fun to watch. Marley Weird can be seen on Channel 3. So you'll be down covering that. And technically, you have to raise the – how does that work? We used to call it a Yagi in radio on a van.
Right.
Does the antenna go up on the van on Channel 3 van, or how does that work?
Well, we kind of have these things called TVUs. It's basically like a – I don't know, like a device.
A microwave. You don't have a tall thing anymore.
And you're just like, nah.
Okay.
You just like plug in a cord.
Okay. All right.
Plug it into the camera.
Kind of sophisticated. It's been a while since I've been there. All right. So you'll do your stuff, and then what else are you doing tonight?
Well, that's pretty much it. I'm just covering the Cola Wars, Tuscola, or Cola. I'm also going out to ALAH for a game. So we're kind of
Edward Hammond.
Arthur
Hammond. It used to be Edward Hammond.
Yeah.
But now it's Arthur. It's all the consolidation.
All of them are. coming together.
They used to be called the Atwood Hammond Rajas.
Okay, gotcha.
But I don't know what they're... So you're covering that, and it's a, must be a whirlwind.
It is. It's crazy, because we got dozens of games that we have to pack into 15 minutes mm-hmm. worth of TV coverage, but it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy, you know, bringing all the highlights to the Central Illinois area. So.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for dropping by. Go Cola Wars. And go Brent Barron's Channel 3. Got the sports tonight, and you'll see Marley on her live at 5s and 6, as you said. Mm-hmm. And it was at 5. What time is sports?
It's usually hits around 5:20.
Okay, be watching Marley and let me know what you think. She's got some skill. I think
SJO
she's
SJO Rand very Tool.
Now I got a little pressure.
Well, ooh, that's right. Everybody's now watching you. No, you're very natural and you know your stuff, and that's what you got to be.
I love it.
Good stuff. All right, it's 8:27. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Go to GoSteever.com if registered. Too late now to get registered. Because in 2.5 minutes, it lights up. There'll be $20, $25 gift cards, virtual gift cards, at GoSteever.com. Register, log in, hit accept right at 8:30, and here we go.
Great place for the kids. You pick them apples.
Yeah.
It's an orange Friday the 13th next week when they open the pumpkin patch. It's a great place to eat.
All right. Good luck, Curtis Orchard, coming up in 2 minutes, Mark. Right now, 2 minutes. It's 8:28. Good luck to all of you. Click accept. Get in there now. Sit and wait. And get registered if you haven't done it, because there's stuff next week. And it keeps building. You have to use my offers within 7 days. And you are required to give us a feedback. If you don't tell me about your experience, then you get fired from my program. So there's that. So stand by, spend my money, keep the stuff, enjoy. 8:28, good.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian's made its first landfall in the United States, hitting Cape Hatteras, North Carolina.
Dorian continues to move northeastward up the southeastern coastline, still bringing the risk for hurricane-force winds, life-threatening storm surge, flooding, and isolated tornadoes.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says the storm will move offshore today with parts of the mid-Atlantic and southern New England, maybe getting some gusty wind, rain, and rough seas. The monthly jobs report says 130,000 new jobs created. The unemployment rate holds steady at 3.7%. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz now says he will not run for president. He'd been considering it.
Schultz, who told the Fox News Rundown podcast back in April,
"The country and the American people deserve so much better."
Writing on his website, he's concluded that an independent campaign for the White House is not how I can best serve our country.
Fox's Lillian Wu in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Schools across the state got more than 7,000 Stop the Bleed kits from the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. The kits include things like gloves, gauze, and tourniquets. They are designed to help stop bleeding in a wound while waiting on first responders to get there. The kit distribution is in partnership with the Illinois Terrorism Task Force. That group wanted to improve trauma training in schools. Each school getting the kits is asked to have at least 5 teachers or staff who know how to use them. A University of Illinois spokeswoman says a U of I student charged with a hate crime and disorderly conduct for allegedly having a noose in a residence hall elevator is not currently enrolled at the university. The News Gazette says Andrew Smith of Normal enrolled at the school last fall, but he is not currently enrolled. The spokeswoman, when asked if Smith was expelled, said she couldn't talk about a particular incident. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Retired. ESPN 93.5, 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, high 82, 55 our low tonight, up to 78 tomorrow, down to 58, 71 the high on Sunday with a 40% chance of morning showers, down to 60 in the evening. We're currently at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, all the Curtis Orchards left quite quickly on the Ghost Steamer. There are some cases where it said cannot display. We're getting so much participation in this. We are working through mm-hmm. some of our technical.
That's a good problem.
There's a lot of people that are hitting this thing at once, and honestly, it's more than I expected. So, we're working on it. We're going to get better at all this, but it was just when you give out free stuff like Curtis Orchard, $25. So for those of you that were fortunate to get an accept and earn a Curtis Orchard $25, 7 days. That's what you got to use this by. 7 days or it expires, you give it to the next person. And then you must give me some feedback on your experience.
And as I look at 359-2255, Steve had texted in about Judah being artificial turf when we brought up the Unity Pontiac.
Oh, that's right.
Game.
That's so correct. I stand corrected.
And then, Jason, thanks for your input. For those going to the Cola Wars game, be aware that Broomcorn starts today. Traffic will be heavy.
I thought Marley Weirda had a driver.
Nope, it's me.
Wow.
So, no chauffeur.
No. Broomcorn, 49 years.
Okay, so you got a little traffic. Have you seen the Broomcorn Festival? It's really cool.
No.
A lot of fun. So there's that. And then the Judah Field, that's still the most unique situation I've ever seen where the high school builds the sporting facility first and the high school comes later.
Mm-hmm.
That's unique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice field
right
out there.
Right off Rising.
Oh, yeah, off Rising Road in Champaign. It's mm-hmm. beautiful. All right, 836.
/free.
Well, I tell my kids, save money.
Mm-hmm.
I say, save, save, save. That's what Busey encourages you to begin a path to savings today. Start by creating a budget. Track spending. That's unique. Determine your income. Take-home pay, investment income, other sources. Set realistic financial goals. It's easier said than done, but try not to spend more than you bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Save, save, save. Savings is made easy with Busey's wealth of tools like the Busey eBank, Busey mobile app. I got all that. And they've got something called Big Change. Save a little every day effortlessly. Add Big Change to your checking account every time you swipe. The transaction is rounded up to the next nearest dollar. At the end of the day, the total change from your transaction is transferred to your preferred savings. So
I like it.
$4.76, you get 24 cents.
All righty.
What's wrong with that?
I like that idea.
Get started on your savings goals today with innovative products and services at Busey. Visit Busey.com for more resources or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. There'll be a lot of people this morning, Bear fans, that are bailing on Mitch Trubisky.
Already?
Oh, yeah. He's bad. He's awful. You fire him. I mean, listen, guys, the Bears lost their first game last year, and they went 12-4.
Yeah, that's right.
I would not panic. We'll check sports next.
Hog in beautiful downtown Pack.
All right, quarter till. Let's check your sports headlines. You got a baseball race. You got the football NFL weekend. You got the Fighting Illini. Let's go.
That's right. St. Louis over San Francisco Giants, 10-0 yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
Cardinals started off on the right foot yesterday, John, and they landed on the right foot to end the game.
Can't lose on KMOX Day. That's not right. But the Cardinals scored 10 runs on 12 hits, had a number of firsts. The first two RBIs in the big leagues for Dakota Hudson, who picked up his 15th win. First major league home run for Ron Hill Ravello. First stolen base for Randy Arozarena at the big league level. And the first major league save for Genesis Cabrera, who went three innings to get that save. Webb was the loser. The Cardinals went 6-2 on the homestand, winning 3 out of 4 against Cincinnati, 3 out of 4 against the Giants, winning 10-0 yesterday.
It was a heck of a ball game as the Cardinals starter got the win. His 15th of the year, and the Cardinals beat the Giants 10-0 and took 3 out of 4. On the air tonight at 5:10.
Miles Michaelis on the mound against Pittsburgh's Joe Musgrove. So 6:05 start here on ESPN 93.5. We have U.S. 105.9 and the Cubs series against the Milwaukee Brewers. Cubs win 10-5 yesterday. Cole Hamels to the mound, 7:10 start on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Cleveland, 7-1. They've got a series starting up on the West Coast against the L.A. Angels at 7:10. And 100th season of the NFL is underway. Unfortunately, whatever growth the Chicago Bears expected from quarterback Mitchell Trubisky in year two didn't seem to materialize in that season opener against the Green Bay Packers. It'll be the Colts in L.A. to take on the Chargers on Sunday. And Houston is in New Orleans for Monday Night Football, Stevie.
Yep, and we play Connecticut tomorrow.
2:30 kickoff, CBS.
2:30 kickoff. Do you follow the college scene as well, Marley Weirda?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
We cover a lot of Fighting Illini stuff.
All right.
So they're right in the mix.
So we're 18-point favorites at UConn, and that's a lot of points on the road. But I sense that we turn around, hand the ball off to one of our running backs, we're going to be fine. So that's my guess.
There we go.
I'm hoping Dre Brown gets a lot of carries tomorrow. He was on Jeremy Warner earlier in the week. He's a great young man.
Nice.
And he's the only married man on the team. his wife Lindsay, Dran Lindsay. Anyway, great guy, rooting for the Illini tomorrow to beat Connecticut.
And we have the Illini volleyball in Iowa City with the Big Ten Pac-12 Challenge. They'll take on Washington today at 4 and Colorado tomorrow at 4. Serena going for her 24th Grand Slam title tomorrow. She faced three break points and then pulled it out. Marley and I were watching some of that video.
Serena is a beast. I tell you what, I mean, she's amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, amazing.
Incredible. I don't even want to say incredible female athlete, just incredible athlete.
Stunning what that woman can do, that athlete can do.
Yeah.
Unreal. All right, Marley, we're to Channel 3. You'll be down at the Cola Wars that's hosted tonight in Arcola.
Arcola, yep. Tuscola, okay. Arcola, big rivalry. Also, Centennial and Central play today.
Yeah.
We got lots of rivalries this week, so we'll see what happens. And it's going to be a good one.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Of course.
Marley,
thanks for having me.
Watch her on Channel 3 Sports with Brett Behrens. We'll be back. Weather next.
We're talking with Chef Thad Morrow about the food you'll experience.
Or go online at cuhomerentals.com.
Houlihan's is a great place to take that special someone in your life.
Stop in for happy hours 4 to 6 and 9 to close Monday through Thursday and all day on Sunday. On Tuesdays, they feature half-price bottles of wine, and if you can't finish it, their bartender can safely seal it to take it home. All students with a valid ID get 10% off their food purchase at Houlihan's.
And get the Houlihan's Oktoberfest in your planner now, September 27th, 28th, and 29th, with Griggs beer and German food all weekend. Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center.
Well, for all your high school football, what's the weather looking like in our football games or college football tomorrow? Although we'll be in Connecticut. I wonder if they'll have any effects of the hurricane.
I don't know. High 82 for us, down to 55 tonight. Great for high school football. 78 the high tomorrow, down to 58. I've got the Raise the Wolf event with the Champaign County Humane Society.
Yeah, tomorrow.
It's over by Save-A-Lot on Broadway if you want to come on by between 9 and 3. It looks like the weather's going to be great.
That's by MedServe. That's where I was yesterday talking to Dave. But yeah, you're right there where the Habitat garage sale was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, plenty of room.
Exactly.
Yep.
Sunday, there is a chance of showers. High 71. We're currently at 68. I'm on ESPN 93.5.
It's not just the car. It's the car you worked overtime for so your teenager could drive himself to football practice. State Farm agent Joe Stovall understands that your car and home are things you work really hard for, so give them the protection they deserve. Call State Farm agent Joe Stovall in Champaign at 356-8300.
Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com. All right, we'll be tracking the Fighting Illini. We'll be tracking the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5 in Pittsburgh on the air 520. We'll be tracking the Cubbies. Milwaukee at 7 o'clock?
That's 7:10 start.
7:10 start, Milwaukee. Milwaukee has to win or I think they're done. I really think they better beat the Cubs the next 3 days or I think Milwaukee season's over, which is fine.
Okay.
Make it a Cubs-Cardinal thing. That's fine.
Zach Davies versus Cole Hamels today.
It would be my preference if we have the Cubs and the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series because we have both broadcasts, left pocket, right pocket. We love it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Show me the money.
Let's go. Anyway, you have a great weekend.
All right. Enjoy your weekend, Stevie.
Don't forget to watch Marley Weirder tonight on the Cola Wars on Channel 3. All right. We'll be back on Monday. Stand by the Jeremy Warner program coming up, an abbreviated drive. The drive this afternoon with Tay and Piper, and we're all over it on Monday as we get back to work. We'll have our law enforcement official of the month. We got a brand new honoree. We'll do that. More incredible Stevers, so you want to go to GoStever.com and get registered. Otherwise, you are on the outside looking in on all the free stuff that I'm giving you, and you don't have to do anything except use it.
Keep in mind,
tell
also,
me what you think.
On Monday, we've got the Grilling and Chilling event after 4 with the U of I Meat Sales Room coming to our parking lot.
All right, folks, thank you for listening. ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. Have a blessed